All right. We join you now on the Tokyo Dome property. We are here at the Starbucks in the Tokyo Dome city. It's me and Ashley.
Definitely not hungover.
Little hungover. We definitely got dark lit last night at Golden Guy, which is a little area in Shinjuku that's like my favorite place in the world.
We didn't get to bed till like 4 a.m.
Yeah, it was a late night. It went fucking, yeah, it went late. Anywho, we survived. We rallied. And now we are here as Wrestle Kingdom 12 rapidly approaches. The first thing that we noticed was we wanted to go get some merch.
Yes.
How did that turn out?
You know, it was there. The merch was there. Uh-huh. Some of it was. Lots of it had big red signs.
So apparently, yeah, half of it sold out.
And we didn't even bother getting in line.
Yeah.
Because it wrapped around the block.
It was an insane merch line. In fucking insane. It kind of makes me wonder whether or not they're going to sell inside. Oh, man.
A friend told me that they opened up early this morning.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just been selling all day.
Yeah.
So and you should have, like, woke up, took a shower, and headed straight for the merch line.
Yeah,
and if just... you wanted something.
And then, meanwhile, what else happened with the merch?
Oh, we found random...
Yeah, there was a random side merch stand that had scarves. So that's going to be the merch that we give to people that wanted merch.
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom scarves.
Although we went to the New Japan shop and bought shit. Yeah. So yeah, that's fine.
New Japan shop is neat.
It was good.
It's very tiny. It was much smaller than I had imagined.
Yeah.
But the other shop was really cool. The other Wrestle shop.
Oh, yeah. We went to another, like, memorabilia shop that was a lot more... like, they had a huge ring-worn mask collection or, like, you know, for sale.
And other things.
And then a bunch of, like, just old merch and, magazines and shit.
I almost bought a water bottle of The Rock, but then I realized how white he looked.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a white version of The Rock, and it was really weird.
Yeah, and you couldn't get over it?
I couldn't get over it. I tried to get over it.
And you cannot.
And I couldn't. I wanted it, though. I got, like, Lisa Frank stickers, though, that were, like... New Japan stickers.
So if you guys didn't already listen, go ahead and check out the DDT episode that should be already in the feed. That was super fun, and you can hear all of our reactions in real time to watching a DDT show for the first time.
If you weren't familiar with Japanese wrestling,
yeah,
and DDT was the first thing that you saw, what the hell would you think Wrestle Kingdom is?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting because it's a lot more shticky, the DDT stuff. And, yeah. And that's where, like, Joey Ryan, that's where the Joey Ryan dick spot kind of became a thing. But also is where, you know, Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega were, you know, before they went to New Japan. So it's like, it's got a pedigree for, you know, get you a man who can do both. And DDT could. It was great. So we don't have to spend a bunch of time talking about that. How would you describe the mood here? As Wrestle Kingdom approaches.
The mood.
Yeah.
It seems a lot like... I haven't done, like, WrestleMania or anything like that, so I really can't speak to the crowd, but it just seems, like, much more relaxed.
It is. It's more subdued.
Because I would think, like, if Wrestle Kingdom is a bunch of, like, loud people like you... just like yelling about wrestling and getting drunk, but like we got basically some epic wrestling cosplay here.
Yeah,
and,
there was a great was Shinsuke, nice. A King of Strong style cosplay outside. But yeah, no, it's
pictures of them.
I got a picture.
Okay.
But I gotta say, yeah, compared to like a Royal Rumble or WrestleMania, it's very much. You know, it's not a lot of people that are just, like, already getting, like, faced in the parking lot and yelling.
Yeah.
You know, which is a lot of American stuff. And also, less kids.
Yeah.
Like, because WrestleMania is a lot of kids.
Yeah.
You know, because WWE is a family product. less kids here. Certainly not a lot of kids at DDT last night, and
no.
Thank God. I mean, listen, you already, just go back. If you're like, oh, why do I care about listening to DDT? You can listen to us in real time, watch a man blend a fucking squid and then throw it on somebody. It was amazing. Anyway, all right, so we will be doing these throughout the show, and let's go. Wrestle Kingdom.
Let's get lit, fam.
I would say, all right, now we're in line. Looking around, easily it is L.I.J. that has the biggest representation here. The Los Ingobernables de Japón. Bullet Club, obviously well represented, but a ton of Elite merch specifically. Like, tell you what, maybe these Bucks are onto something. Like, these boys know how to move some merch. Also, it's really, 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 really cold outside, and I can't wait to get inside, where it is hopefully not as cold. We are in. The New Japan Rumble has begun. Tell you what, this stage is amazing. I just have to point out again, this set is amazing. It looks really great. The one thing I was kind of worried about in terms of this viewing experience compared to like WrestleMania or Royal Rumble was how far we are away from the ring versus being able to see, but they've got a ton of really, really great stuff here. Also, here's a countdown for the Rumble. Definitely the first member of this battle royal that I peed next to at an indoor soccer facility in Redwood City, California. Rumble's done. I have no idea who the guy who won is, but it was really lit. This place is getting packed already, and we are just about time. We are just about, I think, what, 5:30 it starts? I'm not sure. But that was awesome. That was super fun. Got to see Jushin Thunder Liger in the Tokyo Dome. Full disclosure, I'm missing the Young Bucks match because I'm waiting in line for a hot dog. Oops. So the Young Bucks won. What? Now that you've seen your first Wrestle Kingdom match, what do you think?
It's one sweet show. It's one sweet show.
You were mentioning it's a little eerie that there's this many people and yet it's this quiet.
Yeah, I guess I was saying it's like, well, maybe we just need to wait for everyone to get super drunk, but or it's just really quiet, and then we will be the drunk, loud, obnoxious Americans. So let's get there.
But yeah, no, it's definitely super crazy to like the difference between this and, you know, even like, you know, Triple Mania that you were at.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like,
Triple Mania was lit.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, in the Tokyo Dome, they just like refill your beer. This lady has like a backpack kegerator, and they also pour mixed drinks in the aisle. Fucking Japan, getting it done. Juice.
Wait, are we in Hood Slam?
Yeah.
Dude, I like his leggings. Good fashion choice.
Juice Robinson, over.
Yeah.
Makabe, even more over. Bad luck, Falaise, looking to Looking to suplex Ishii. Ishii now blocking. Backs Fale into the corner. Man, this crowd loves the big boys. I'm literally just trying to record until Gorillas of Destiny get in the ring so we can catch live audio of them screaming American curse words again. Oh, here comes Fale. Ishii got suplexed. Wait, no, Fale got suplexed. I'm racist. Oh, I didn't get it on tape, but there's the curse. On the moonsault into the cutter. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Cody! This very likely could be, I mean, it has the opportunity to be the best match of Cody's career. Cody healing it up. His dome has no idea what to do with Brandi Rhodes. Yes. Here we go. The Golden Star Moonsault. No one does it better.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11.
I mean, just stop the damn match, ref. Cody's just taking this too far. Just, I mean, he took the crossroads to the outside. This is just, you know, come on, ref. Cody's a bright young star. He's a big future ahead of him. Cody's just piling on now. Oh, I mean, a kick out by Ibushi. Just stay down, kid. It just ain't your night. Desperation move by Kota. Now Cody's the one who's dazed. Crowd's getting behind the hero. Kota Ibushi.
America.
First finisher kick out. Gold Star powerbomb. Cody kicked out, but now Ibushi's firmly in control. Out. Now all he's got to do is cover him. Oh no, he wants more. He wants to finish it off. Kota Ibushi. going to the higher end district. This Tokyo Dome is going to come unglued. Oh, for Fifty! 1, 2, 3.
Caught it.
And Kota Ibushi is your winner. Cody now 1-1 in Wrestle Kingdoms. So this is the tag championship match with Killer Elite Squad and Evil and Sonata. But L.I.J. is over, dude. These people fucking love L.I.J. And Killer Elite Squad's amazing. Although, very unfortunate that Davey Boy had to inherit wearing wrestling and jeans from his father. Yo, for real, Lance Archer's a star. Motherfucker is a star. Well, and there we go. Both L.I.J. and Chaos victorious in their championship matches, leading in, of course, to the main event. Oh, the hair versus hair match. Goto and Suzuki. After the ROH Cody Suzuki match, man, I better see a murder. I'm so pumped. By the way, the biggest difference between this and WrestleMania so far is the pacing. Like, this pay-per-view is flying, comparatively. Suzuki Gun making his way to the ring now, and holy shit, is he a walking pile of murder. God damn it, I fucked up. I didn't get the big yellow log part. Doctor's in the ring now, checking on Goto. Oh, but Suzuki will have none of it. Get the fuck out of here. I don't care about your medical degree. I'm here for a fight. This is Minoru Suzuki. I mean, Goto is still down here. I don't even think the NFL would let him out of the concussion tent at this point. Oh, Goto just reversed the choke. Oh. Dude, this is John Cena, Brock Lesnar. This is just a fucking dismantling by Suzuki. Looking for the pile driver. Goto! Literally desperation move. Another choke. Goto, Death Valley driver, neck tagger. Now it looks to be Suzuki Gun coming in, trying to stick up for their leader. Being stopped at ringside. Oh, and for the first time in this match, it seems like Goto might have something. Oh. He knows one isn't going to put him down, though. Here we go.
Goto setting up. Ah, he hits it. He hits it. Two, three. Minoru Suzuki shaving his own fucking head because he's the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Oh my god.
And also, he's a maniac who now looks like more of a deranged maniac. Not exactly the most dramatic storytelling, but it fucking works. I'm literally leaving my seat to go buy a Suzuki Gun t-shirt. Heartbroken. No Suzuki Gun merch. I mean, like, probably because if they sold any merch, they'd have to give all the proceeds to the victims of the people that Minoru Suzuki's physically murdered. So, I mean, I guess, like, smart on that front. Oh, the junior heavyweight. Dead silence for the villain. How would you describe Marty Skrull's entrance?
He looked like a Victoria's Secret model with the wings.
Yeah. Ospreay going up the stanchion. Oh! The big moon. So by Will Ospreay. Electrifying this Tokyo Dome crowd. Tanahashi just cleaned house, but he couldn't seal the deal. Oh. And there we go. Chaos over Bullet Club. They are flipping these titles tonight. Will Ospreay, your new champ. What'd you think?
Ospreay's a bird.
Yes. Here we go. Face of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Hiroshi Tanahashi. Crowd loves this motherfucker. See how much air guitar we get. Ashley, how would you describe Tanahashi's hair?
He's got better hair than I do, like by far.
Would you like to change your style to look more like Tanahashi?
Yes, and I need the leggings too. Both leggings and the butt on point.
There we go. The ace. Victorious. Strong showing by Jay White, but I guess this was not your night, kid. This is easily the most passionate we've seen that crowd, though. They love fucking Tanahashi.
Oh, here we go.
The dream match, Jericho versus Omega, no DQ. Of course, he comes out to Fozzy. Oh!
So it's best in the world right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, the light bright dragon is back! Yes, Kenny Omega. There's the Kenny Omega entrance. Company by the Young Bucks. I don't know what is that, a video game thing? Is that a Skyrim thing? Gigantic gun. I mean, it looks kind of like, what's it called?
The dog, Egyptian dog?
Yeah. Stargate.
Anubis?
Yeah, it looks a little Stargate-y. Yeah, that would be, yeah. The leader of the Bullet Club.
Allegedly.
Certainly in the Tokyo Dome. And Kenny Omega takes a header into the
AstroTurf.
Yeah, the AstroTurf there, through the table, through the monitors. And folks, these aren't these WWE flat screens. He took a belly full of an old 70s fucking CRT. That has gotta fucking hurt. Holy shit. And now Jericho going after Red Shoes. Doesn't matter, man. This is a no DQ match. You can do whatever the hell he wants. Paintbrush is a young boy. Walls of Jericho. Oh, that's a lion tamer. That's not even the Walls of Jericho. Yeah. Look at that. Puts it on the neck. Oh, not quite sure where they're counting. This is a no DQ match.
15. 16. 17. 18. 19.
Tell you what, people give WWE shit for stuff like that all the time. It looks like Kenny is busted open. And I wouldn't be shocked if Jericho is far behind. Oh, Jesus. Chair falling apart right to the face. Oh, my God. Lion Tamer applied. Lion Tamer applied. This crowd, obviously, all very excited. And followers, if not subscribers, to twitch.tv/beingtheelite. Kenny breaks the hold. Holy shit, the dome is rocking after Jericho broke that count. One winged angel on the side of the ring, but Jericho grabs the ropes, the wily veteran that he is, and the fucking Tokyo Dome is lit, fam. That's the spot. Kenny gets him on the lion saw into the one-winged angel. Holy shit, did that deliver. That was fucking great. Y2J.
Y2J.
Jericho's walking through, but Here we go. It's time. The main event. Naito. Selling this as Naito's coronation. Crowd behind Naito, then here comes that man. Two 6-plus star matches in 2017. It is the Kinda dropping that big macho man elbow drop. Ooh, yeah. Man, it's just a quiet clinic here. Wow, this crowd has come alive for Naito.
Naito
just survived the Rainmaker and a bit of a lackadaisical cover by Okada might have been the only thing stopping this match from being over. Boom. False finish. Naito almost brought it home. They're gonna poke a fucking hole in this dome. Here we go, Okada. Tombstone pile driver. Okada! Oh my God. Oh my God. Okada will go into another year as the champion. That crowd so fucking pissed off that Naito is not their man, not the champion, not the IWGP standard bearer, but Okada, the man who makes it rain, the agent of chaos. He is still your champion. That's it. I love you guys. We're leaving. We're literally trying to beat the train. Bye.